الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى لأوتر إمام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى السيد النزبك الأصول الثلاثة وأنواع العبادة مثل الإسلام and the types of worship that Allah Ta'ala commanded with is the life of Islam. Al-Islam wal-Iman wal-Ihsan. هذه هي أركان الدين الثلاثة. هذه أركان الدين الثلاثة. These are the three principles of the deen. أما الإسلام فهو الأعمال الظاهرة. As for Islam is the apparent acts of worship. وأما الإيمان فالأعمال الباطنة. And as for the belief is the hidden deeds. وأما الإحسان فهو إتقان كل منهما. الإحسان إتقان كل منهما. And the ihsan is to perform each of the apparent acts of worship and the hidden acts of worship in a perfect way. That is the ihsan. That is the ihsan. فلا بد لكل مسلم أن يؤمن بجميع أركان الإسلام ويأتي بها وأن يؤمن بجميع أركان الإيمان ويأتي بها. لا يعني أن الإسلام مراتب ثلاث أن يمكن يكون إنسان على المرتبة الأولى وليس على المرتبة الثانية. This means that the person must perform all the pillars of Islam and all the pillars of Iman. It does not mean that the يعني three levels of Islam, which is Islam, Iman, Ihsan, that somebody can be on Islam but not on Iman. No. You cannot be a Muslim if you don't have the pillars of Iman. Cannot be a Muslim. نعم. فلا يمكن لمسلم أن يكون لإنسان يكون مسلما وهو يؤمن بالله ولا يؤمن بالملائكة. I cannot be that the person is Muslim when he believes in Allah but he does not believe in the angels. أو يؤمن بالرسل ولا يؤمن بالكتب. Or he believes in the messengers but he does not believe in the books. أو يؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله ولا يؤمن باليوم الآخر. Or does he believe in Allah, his messengers, his books, his angels, but he does not believe in the last day, on the other day. وكذلك لو آمن بهذه كلها ثم لم يؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره أنه من الله فإنه كافر. And as if he believes in all these five pillars of Iman, but he disbelieves in the qadr, that the good and evil of it is from Allah تعالى, then he's kafir. And he is kafir. نعم. إذن لا بد من أن يعرف الإنسان هذه الأمور. So the person must know this, must know this, وأن الإسلام والإيمان لا ينفصلان. And that the Islam and Iman cannot be split. No. Today? If he believes in the five pillars, but he does not believe in the pillars of Iman. And he does not believe that there are angels. Now, this is not, it's not proper belief. So he's not considered to be Muslim. Now, يعني لا يمكن يكون مسلما وهو يكفر بالملائكة أو يكفر ببعض الرسل. Even some of the messengers. يعني if he disbelieves in some of the messengers, which Allah mentioned in the Quran or the Prophet mentioned in the authentic hadith, then he disbelieves completely. He's out of the fold of Islam. يعني إذا قالنا يقول عن نفسه أنه يؤمن مثلا بموسى وإبراهيم وعيسى ومحمد ونوح لكنه ما يؤمن بشعيب ولا يؤمن بإدريس ولا يؤمن هذا كافر. If he says that he believes in نوح إبراهيم موسى عيسى محمد but he does not believe in شعيب or إدريس or هود or لوط then he's كافر. لماذا؟ Why؟ نعم يا أخوان لماذا؟ صحيح. That's correct. When we believe in the pillar of Iman, which is the angels, sorry, the messengers, we believe them in general. Right? And we believe in all those who are mentioned by name. As in the Quran and the Sunnah. And he is a disbeliever because these prophets are mentioned in the Quran. وحتى الذين لم يذكروا في القرآن نؤمن بهم جملة واحدة. And even those who are not mentioned in the Quran, we believe in them in general. We believe in them in general that Allah Ta'ala had prophets and messengers. But when we come to the specific messengers, to the names and like that, we have to go back to the Quran and the Sunnah where it is mentioned. If it is not mentioned, we believe in general, but we do not give names or anything other than we believe that there were prophets to every nation. نعم. قال ونحن نقول أركان الإسلام خمسة. And we say that the pillars of Islam are five. Are five. And these are, وهذه هي الشهادتين, the two testimonial faith, الصلاة, prayers, الزكاة, charity, الصوم, fasting, and الحج. نعم. والحج, نعم, وأركان الإيمان ستة. And we say that the pillars of Iman are six. These are to believe in Allah, in His angels, and his messengers, and his books, and the other day, the day of resurrection. And you believe in the destiny, that whatsoever exists is from Allah. Whether it is good or bad. Nah? All from Allah. We cannot say that the good is from Allah, and the bad is only from you or from the shaitan or blah blah. Because you, me, and the shaitan are all created by Allah. All from Allah Ta'ala. لكن القدر قدران, قدر كوني وقدر شرعي. We have two types of قدر. One is called the قدر كوني, which relates to the existence of things. نعم. And we believe that this is all from Allah Ta'ala. We have nothing to do with it. نعم. It exists as Allah Ta'ala wanted it to exist. And here we will say wanted it or willed it. Here what they say that the as Allah written it in the Good Book. نعم. And Allah Ta'ala had decreed that Muhammad what's his name? Al-Ghambi comes from Gambia in this day in particular, they are settled in London, for example, in Croydon, and this flat, and all this indicate written before Allah Ta'ala created heavens and earth by 50,000 years. And it is going to exist and be seen as Allah Ta'ala created it. Right? Hey, Allah Ta'ala has written in the Wizard book that so and so continue on Islam until he dies. Yeah? While so and so does not accept Islam and dies on kufr. This is all from Allah Ta'ala by the meaning that it is written in the Wizard book of what people are going to do. It's not as Allah Ta'ala wanted them to do this. No, Allah Ta'ala wrote what they are going to choose. Because Allah Ta'ala, we human can only know what we see in the past. What we see in the past. I mean, we write exactly what we saw in the past as an archive. Allah Ta'ala knows what's going to happen in the future. Since He created the bill, until the day of resurrection is going to exist. Allah Ta'ala knows before He created heavens and earth by 50,000 years, He knew what everyone is going to choose and do. Now, this must be clear because some people try to blame the Qadr. If they commit any sin or if they disbelieve the sin. You guys say that Allah has written that 50,000 years before He created the heavens and earth. So why I am blamed? He says why he is blamed for the sin he committed or if he is kafir. He says, okay, khalas. If Allah has written in the Wizard book that he be kafir, so how come he be Muslim? Say no. There are two types of destiny. One, which means what is written in the Wizard book, and this is I don't want to say like an archive, but this is the knowledge of Allah of the things how they are going to be before they were, before they be. Now, and this cannot be found with any creation. It's only Allah. Even the angels who are surrounding the Lawh al-Mahfuz to guard it, they don't know nothing about what is inside. Not only that, even the baby in the womb, as we know that in the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith of Mas'ud, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one of you will be gathered in the womb of his mother for 40 days as nutfah, the semen. And then it will turn to a cloth, a piece of cloth, for another 40 days. And then it turns to flesh for another 40 days, and all 40. After 120 days, the angel who is responsible of the worms would be commanded to blow the soul and write on the forehead if this person is going to be happy, pious, or impious. Before that moment, the angel doesn't know. Before that moment when he is commanded, he does not know if this baby is going to live or die. Even before the soul is blown. He does not know whether he is going to be happy or sad. He does not know. Rich or poor. Healthy or ill. No? He does not know the angel. When he is told right, this, that moment he knew, in you, right? So, the other type of qadar of destiny is what is called qadar shar'i. Shar'i is that Allah Ta'ala has commanded of certain things to be done. And he warned against certain things not to be done, to be avoided. And he gave you the choice. And he told you that if you do what I command you, you will be pleased in this life and in the hereafter. And if you don't do what I'm telling you and you insisted to do what I warned you against, or ignore what I commanded you to do, then you have chosen to be in a terrible life in this world and in the fire in the hereafter. So this is called Qadr Shara'i. Shara'i. We have Qadr Kauni. Qadr Kauni means Hussein is born for so and so and so and so, father and mother, on this day, on this land. He did not choose. He did not choose. Another example. So and so, yani, is created and is made tall, and this one made short. You can't choose. You cannot choose. You have to be pleased with what Allah Ta'ala gave you. Of the destiny. And you have to work on pleasing Allah with what He commanded you. With what He commanded you, whether to do or not to do. You have to stick to that and be on it. Because in the Qadr Kauni, whether you like it or you don't like it, you can't change nothing. You can't change nothing. But in the Qadr Shara'i, if you like it and do good, you will change your life from terrible to beautiful. You will change your future in the Akhirah from punishment to reward. So, we have to understand this very well. Arkan al-Iman and Arkan al-Islam got to be found at the same time with everyone. Arkan al-Iman is like Arkan al-Islam. Now, when somebody who just embraced Islam, definitely is not going to pray as perfect as the one who spent a number of years in Islam and seeking knowledge. But by the time, if he is willing, he will increase the knowledge of how to pray, and he will enforce it into his life and change. Am I right? What is the dalil? What is the dalil? There was a companion called Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami. Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami. Who came to the Masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and joined the Jama'ah. Well, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was leading the prayer. The man next to him sneezed. And this man who sneezed, he heard from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that whenever you sneeze, you say, Alhamdulillah. So the man said, Alhamdulillah. Mu'awiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami, he heard from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whenever anybody sneezes, say Alhamdulillah, and you hear him, you say Arhamukallah. So he said Arhamukallah. I want you to know the Sahaba, not only the man who sneezed, but all the Sahaba were in the prayer, looked at him, and it was permissible that time to look. They just looked like this. So he noticed that they all looked at him,
Then he knew that he committed something big. So he said, وَاتُكْلَ أُمَّيَا. May my mother have lost me. What a sin I committed. So the companions look at me like that when they are praying. This is something big. So when he said, وَاتُكْلَ أُمَّيَا, they started laughing over their heads. And he said, why? He said, يُصَمِّتُونَنِي. They want me to keep silent. Now, Mu'awiyah ibn Hakam did not know that this is not allowed. But from that time on, he never said, Irhamukallah, to anyone who sneezed in Salah and said, Alhamdulillah. Because he was taught and he knew. Now, so now he perfected the Salah. The man who came to Rak'at and came to Rasulullah Sallam, said Salaamu Alaikum, the Prophet Sallam responded and said, go back and pray. He did not pray. The man went and tried again. Again Rasulullah Sallam said the same thing. The man tried for the third time, but the Rasulullah Sallam said the same thing. The man said, Ya Rasulullah, by the one who sent you the truth, I know nothing more than that. Please teach me. So the Prophet Sallam taught him how to pray. From that time on, the man prayed. So he increased his knowledge of prayer and he enforced it in his life, so he perfected his prayer. Now, same thing with Iman. When somebody embraces Islam, his Iman of the angels of the books and messengers and their resurrection and destiny is weak, small. And that's why if he is taught about, for example, the devil is action, and all what has been mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah about the devil is action, you will find him amazing. Wow. Why? Because it's something new to him. It's something new to him, and it's increasing his Iman. It's increasing his Iman. Now, therefore we say, the Iman must be there. The amount of Iman is something different. How much Iman? That increases by seeking knowledge, by practicing, by asking Allah Ta'ala. Then it increases. نعم. قال والإحسان ومنه. If you want to know the example of how to perform Ihsan, then listen to this. Then listen to this. وَمِنْهُ الدُّعَى. This is from the Ihsan. Yani, what does that mean, الدُّعَى? If you just make dua towards Allah Ta'ala, you don't make dua to anybody other than Allah, then you are on Ihsan. الخوف. If you only fear Allah Ta'ala, but you didn't fear in other. What do we mean by that? Fear. We don't mean that the natural fear. Yani when you see a lion, of course you fear. You don't come and say, wow, we are taught in the Aqidah class, you don't fear nobody, otherwise you are a mushrik. Then you stand before the lion. Now, nah? That's wrong. You fear the lion, and they're caught in fire in the house. You don't say, oh, I'm not going to feed the fire, let it burn me, I'm not going to feed it because it's chill. Say, no, this is foolishness. There is something called natural fear, as well as love, natural love. Now, so you love father, you love mother, you love wife, you love children, you love brothers. That's called natural love, even if they are kuffar. You don't love them for their religion, but you love them for the kinship. Likewise, the fearing. You fear Allah by the meaning that fearing that makes you obey Him, makes you watch Him, and open and hidden, in public and private. You fear Him. Not
in public you fear him, and in private you don't fear him and commit the sins because no one sees you. Now that's wrong. That's wrong. Now, and if you fear other than him, as they call secret feeling, fear, which means that you even think, oh, now, when you want to speak of anything, oh, Allah will hear me, Allah hears me, you hold of it. But now, if you want to look to those who fear the awliya, for example, who are this is passed away in the grave, and they say, oh, if I do not praise them, if I say anything against them, they're going to harm me. Now, this is shirk. This is shirk. Because you are practicing worship that should be only for Allah with other than Allah. You're paying it for other than Allah. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الرَّجَاءِ Hope also. If you have any hope, if you have any hope with anyone of what only Allah can do. For example, you hope that you get a child. If this hope is paid from you towards the wali, towards anybody, then this is shirk. But if your hope is paid towards Allah, this is tawheed. Because your heart, now if you look to this all, these all are deeds of the heart, or acts of the heart. The heart is hidden, isn't it? And the heart has these acts to be hidden between you and Allah. So you fear no one, you fear no awliya or no jinn, or even the jinn. Allah Ta'ala said, ذَلِكُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ يَخَوْفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That is the shaitan terroring his awliya, so do not fear them, but fear me. If you are believers, this is a condition. If you are believers. So if you don't fear Allah and you fear other than Allah, then that is shirk. No.
What if you fear someone or something, but you're thinking, I fear that Allah might allow them to overcome it?
What do you mean by overcoming?
Maybe to abuse you, to fear you or things like that.
No, we are saying that,
or even keep possessing.
No, we are saying that it is towards, with the fear, hope, love, whatsoever of the heart deeds. If it is of something that only Allah can do, but killing you by meaning carrying the gun and shoot you, this is human can do. Right? Now? So you fear. We said that you see the lion. You see the lion coming towards you. Of course you fear. This is called natural fear. Natural fear. So that's it. But when the fear makes you even in the hidden, for example, so and so is so harsh and bad. Now, and now you are in your room is locked, no one there, and you fear, he might hurt me now, he might come from anywhere, he might come from the world, this is shirk, this is weakness of your iman. Now, who can approach you wherever you are? It's Allah Ta'ala, no one else. Fearing the jinn, that they might possess you.
That is a natural fear. What do you need to do to remove this fear or to give protection to this fear? To remember Allah and fear Him. But if that fear of the jinn makes you do whatever they want, then that is shirk. That is shirk. Yani, you are alone in the room. And suddenly you hear sound. Or you see something cross the moon. Probably this could be jinn. Now what do you need to do? Remember Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Verily by the remembrance of Allah, the hearts are secured and settled. Now, but if instead you started calling names, Hamroosh, Damroosh, the names of jinn, I'm your friend, don't hurt me, this is shirk. This is shirk. قال الله عز وجل في سورة الجن وأنه كان رجال من الإنس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا. There were men from amongst mankind. They used to seek refuge with men of jinn. But these men of jinn terrorized them more. Because the jinn are weak. And when they see you fearing them, they be more harsh with you, more strong, to over-control you. Now, and that's why Allah Ta'ala said, ذَلِكُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءُ فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونِي كُتُمْهِ. That is the shaitan. Shaitan means, shaitan is sort of jinn. It means that the jinn, all the jinn. Now, كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة الكهف, وإذ قال ربك للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه. So الشيطان is from the jinn, amongst the jinn, and the jinn always try to turn mankind to over control them. لأنه كما قلنا صحيح أن الجن عند الله أعطاهم قدرة على الطيران في الهواء وكذا وكذا, لكنه ما يستطيعون اختراع شيء ولا يستطيعون عمل شيء. Although as we said that the jinn, Allah Ta'ala gave them the ability to fly in the air, to form in many forms, to, but yet they cannot have like mankind intellect to invent to. Now, they cannot have that. إذن كذلك الدعاء والخوف. يعني when you invoke someone other than Allah, what does that mean? Sure, because you are raising him to the level of Allah, level of God. توكل, trust, etc., etc. To all this, what we call them the act of heart. Yani, maybe some of them, for example, like ذبح, slaughtering. It's act of body, hand, and like body. It is based on what is in the heart. Based on, when you slaughter by the grave, what do you mean by that? And that's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to slaughter a camel in Bawana. Bawana is a place near Badr. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not know it. Then he asked the man, is there any grave been worshipped there in Bawana? He said, no. He said, is there any type of celebration that people celebrate yearly there in Bawana? He said, no. He said, then fulfill your vow. Go and slaughter there. Why? Because if there is a grave, then whatsoever, and it's shirk. If there is celebration, this means that you are slaughtering for that thing that they are celebrating for, which is not for Islam. Now, seeking help is of two types. Help from creation of what they can do for you. That is permissible. Yani, Husayni, our young man here, of 12 years old, wants to carry this member from here, shift it to there. Can you please come? Stand up. Move it for us, please. He can't. Then he asked his dad, he asked his uncle, he asked older than him, to come and help him. This is no problem with that, because this is what they can do. Now, this is what they can do. This is something they can do. No problem. Now, but if you ask human something that only Allah can do, then that is shirk. Example. You ask the police to come and guard you and protect you from a thief who's jumping, breaking in houses. So you hired two guards to stand by your door, stop anybody from breaking in. Is that halal or haram? Halal, because this is something they can do. If this thief comes, you're going to push him away and fight with him, no problem. But you're suffering of jinn in your house, and you hire two security men by the door and say, protect me from jinn. Say, Akhi, it is either you are mad or you have shirk. Because they cannot protect you from jinn. Only Allah Ta'ala can protect you from jinn. Same like with istighatha. Istighatha is seeking rescue, seeking for rescue. You are swimming now in the sea, and you started having a muscle problem, so you are finding yourself drawing, sinking, and you saw let's say a young boy, or let's say you saw a bird flying. Oh, bird, help me. This, either you are foolish or you are Muslim. You think this bird has some power. Or you are by the sea, you're swimming, and suddenly you started sinking, and you saw somebody who's died just by the coast, lying down, and you know that he is a deceased body. Now, and he started calling him, Ya Ali, Ya Ahmad, whatever his name, help me, and you know that he's dying. Now, why are you calling him? Now, it's either you believe that he has some special power, which is shirk. He said, يعني دلائك. قال, he said, وغير ذلك من العبادة التي أمر الله بها. And other than that, from the worship that Allah commanded with. Now, كلها لله. All must be for Allah. You cannot give any of it to other than Allah. You cannot even practice any of it to Allah and to other at the same time. You have to single out Allah and fulfilling those worships. قال والدليل قوله تعالى وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعو مع الله أحدا كما في سورة الجن الآية 18. And he, Allah Ta'ala said, and verily the masajid are for Allah. So do not invoke any others besides Allah, or do not worship any others besides Allah. Masajid either means the houses of worship that the Muslims take, Now, which is known as masjid, the mosque, or masajid, the acts of worship, any acts of worship, or masajid are the body parts of sujood. These all should only be for Allah Ta'ala. Meaning, the masajid should only establish to worship Allah in, not to worship any others. Only to worship Allah in them. The masajid as the acts of worship should only be for Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. قَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. نعم. As in Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 23. And Allah Ta'ala commanded that you worship not but Him alone. وقال تعالى في سورة النساء في الآية 36 وآية سورة النساء 36 عبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا. Worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him in worship. إذن هذه العبادات يجب أن تكون لله. أعضاء السجود وأعظمها الجبهة لا تنحني إلا لله. The parts which are used in sujood, and a major one of them is the forehead, must not be humiliated and bowed and bent except for Allah alone. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لأحد لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها لعظم حقه عليها. If I would have commanded anyone to prostrate for anyone, I would have commanded the woman to prostrate for her husband for the massive right that he has over her. But it is not permissible for anyone to prostrate to anyone. Now, No, it is not permissible. It is not permissible. First of all, they don't do it as a culture only. They do it as a worship. And you can't see it. Even when they go to their temples or places of worship, they do it. Second, it was permissible to prostrate as a greeting, as a way of greeting, during the time of Adam. Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعْلُ نعم وَقَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجِدُوا. So only a way of greeting. Allah Ta'ala commanded the angel to prostrate to Adam, so they prostrated, but as a greeting. And Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Yusuf, قال يا أبتي إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. في آخر الآيات أنه لما أصبح عزيز مصر جاء أبوه وإخوته فوقعوا له ساجدين. قال ذلك هذا تأويل الرؤيا من قبل. يوسف عليه السلام said to his father that he saw in the dream that the sun, the moon and the 11 stars prostrating for him. And at the end of the surah, when he became the king of Egypt, and he called them all to come, and they came, the father and the brothers, and his mother, immediately they prostrated. Did he call him? Did he call that shirk? No. His father is prophet. Yaqub alayhi salam. All of his brothers are prophets. It's not shirk, but it was allowed at their time to prostrate as a greeting man. But it is made forbidden after that to bend your body as a way of greeting. Not only prostrating, even bowing. That is haram. That is only for Allah Ta'ala. Naam, ya Hussein. You raise the hand? Okay.
So there are some martial arts
that's also not allowed. Martial arts allowed. But how they greet each other at the beginning of every round, that is not allowed. They bump the way the Chinese and Japanese do. Because the martial arts are from there. So they say that it is a way of respect or greeting. It's still not allowed.
Another question regarding a previous topic. Some people don't really send some specific person or hear regarding genes and sexes. Or if they are having trouble in their family or a spiritual disease or something like that. And they are both people, they're guilty. They consider themselves like a fool for fool or a very kind religious person. And they give them a law or life.
What you said is mixed of haqq and batil. Yani, someone who is suffering of illness or possession of jinn, he goes to somebody that he trusts is yani pious person to recite Quran as a ruqya or to make supplication, yani ask Allah Ta'ala to carry. This is permissible. But when he goes to this, as they call him Raqi, and the Raqi starts asking, okay, what's your name, what's your age, what's your mother's name, what's this? This has nothing to do with the Ruqya. This is magic. Even if he wears beard, even if he wears turban, this is magic. This is magic. Now, even if he recites Quran, if he does not ask about these things, and he starts reciting Quran and spitting dry spit in it, like that, this is normal, no problem. That is permissible. But if he starts saying things that, and he recites Quran and then he says things that you don't understand. Then, for example, he says, الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء 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 This is shirk. This is, he's speaking, يعني he's calling the jinn. نعم? He's calling the jinn. This has nothing to do with the ayah. This has nothing to do with the ruqya. Only seeking help of the jinn. Now, if he says, if he writes anything, then we look what he writes. If he writes ayat of Quran and then he folded up and he say, you hung it. We don't say that this is shirk, but we say this is bid'ah. This is innovation, should not be, and does not help. But if he starts, for example, drawing table like this, and then he X ha noon circle X Z Zai like these things, then you know that this is magic. This is only black magic, nothing else but black magic. Yeah. If he says, okay, what you have is a position of a jinn from south Nigeria, south coast of Nigeria, and he's called this and this, and he was sent by the blue king of jinn of Africa, and this is all magic, this is all lies, what they are trying to tell people with, and this is magic, this has nothing to do. And he says, Akhi, you are suffering of evil eye, and the one who evil eye you is somebody who is tall, and he is from your country, maybe living nearby you. That means, Atul Muhammad, who's living with you. That is lie, that is magic. And they try to tell people by that to control them. Now, if he says, okay, we knew what you have, but you need to bring me a black chicken. What's the relation between black chicken and trifle? If you think that you are going to cook it and give me soup to drink it, then black and red and white are the same. What's the difference there? But they insisted to do like this, magic. So you be careful. Now, the easiest way to do is imam of a masjid like that, and just recite, and with wording that everyone knows. If he start using some language that you don't understand, then you know that he's playing games. He's doing magic. Nothing else. He's calling the jinn. No. Sorry, Mr. Julio.
You know, in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia, the people there, most of the Muslim, even Muslim people, they believe in this kind of activity. Yeah. What about the Middle East?
They do have.
Oh, really?
Yes. In Islam. Not today, even the time of Rasulullah, Hafsa killed a woman, one of her slaves, that magic against her. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, as you remember, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari came to one place where a magician was bringing the swords and putting it in one side of his stomach, coming out of the other side. As I remember Abu Musa, I'm not so sure, but as I remember it's Abu Musa. So he went to his house and brought his sword, and he came from the back side of the man and he checked his neck. The man went in two pieces. The Amir there said, Abu Musa, how are you killing? He said, oh, did it kill? He just had his sword from one side to the other, it wasn't killed. So why my sword killed him? He's a liar, he's a magician. You know? So the magic was there. Why Rasulullah sallam want to give his magic? Not only during Rasulullah's time, like in Ayah 102 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala told us that the jinn, the sihr, was there since he descended down the two angels during the time of Adam. Allah Alam. So the sihr there, and it is one of the trials that Allah Ta'ala tests people with, whether they believe in him and obey him, or they don't obey the jinn and shayateen. Naam. قال فمن صرف شيئا منها لغير الله فهو مشرك كافر. The author says, whoever practiced any of these worship that we mentioned earlier, whether arkan al-Islam, arkan al-Iman, all the other worships which are the like the dua or fearing, hope, trust, slaughtering, etc., with other than Allah, then this is shirk. قال والدليل قوله تعالى كما في سورة المؤمنون الآية 117 and then he said and the proof of that is as Allah Ta'ala said in سورة المؤمنون آية 116 ومن يدعو مع الله إلى أن آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون إنه لا يفلح الكافرون and he who calls any other deities besides Allah with no any clear proof. Is there any possibility that there will be a proof for worshipping anybody other than Allah? No. But here it means that there will be no burhan for worshipping other than Allah. It does not mean that worship Allah with worship others besides Allah with the burhan, but it means that there will be no burhan, no any proof that yani allows you to worship other than Allah besides you. Whatsoever you do, you cannot find the proof. نعم قال وفي الحديث الدعاء مخ العبادة. هذا الحديث ضعيف. This hadith is ضعيف. الدعاء مخ العبادة. The دعاء is the core of عبادة. نعم ولكن الحديث الصحيح هو الدعاء هو العبادة. The دعاء is the عبادة. الدعاء is the عبادة. لأن الدعاء يعني هو المسألة والمسألة نوعان. مسألة دعاء ومسألة عبادة عمل. Because when you make دعاء, what do you say? What do you want from your Lord? نعم. What do you want from Allah? محمد. What do you want from Allah? Huh? Why? Why? So what's wrong with that? And then what's the consequence of going against this commandment? Huh? So you don't want to go to hellfire? That's what you ask Allah. Oh Allah, don't put me in the hellfire, and put me in the paradise, the Jannah. Right? Why do you pray? Why did you pray Fajr? So that Allah doesn't put you in the hellfire, but He puts you in the paradise. Right? Why do you fast? Why do you perform Hajj? Why do you obey your parents? These all are worships. So we have these worships stands as dua. Yes, you did not say Ya Allah, but you praise for the same purpose of saying, Oh Allah, put me in Jannah and don't put me in the fire. Yeah? For the same purpose. So your salah, your hajj, your all the worships you do is exactly as when you make dua, Oh Allah, give me to the Jannah and protect me from the fire. Do you pray for any other purpose? Those who say that praying is good exercise, you say this is wrong. We don't pray so we do exercise. No. We pray so that Allah Ta'ala distances us from the fire and puts us only in the paradise. No? We don't fast because we want to lose weight. No, we fast because we worship Allah by fasting. Please Him with fasting. نعم underline. قال نعم وقال والدليل قوله تعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلي. said and here Allah Ta'ala as in Surah Ghafir ayah 60 said and your Lord has said call me I will respond to you and then look at that verily who disdain from worshipping me who reject, who does not worship me. Now worship, can see the ayah, see the sequence of the ayah. قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي. And then he said, لَذِي سَكْبُوا عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. So what does that mean? The dua is the ibadah. He said, call me. He said, ask me, call me. And then he said, if you don't worship me. So what does that mean? The dua is the worship. The dua is the worship. نعم. نسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يعصمنا وإياكم من الزلل وأن يوفقنا لصالح القول والعمل. الله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. Questions ما شاء الله. Begin with the youngest. Yeah. Yeah. that Christians do not go to masjid. What do you mean by the down from masjid? They came asking Rasulullah about the true religion. Yeah, okay, that's it. They did not come to worship, they came to clarify. And Rasulullah gave them the clarification. And some of them accepted Islam and became Muslim. Yeah. But when we say the masajid must not be used for other than worshiping Allah, we mean the life of graves in the masjid and worship the one who is buried in the grave like that. This is not allowed. Haram. Shirk. Kufr. Right? Insha.
To compare the different from different sciences to the different levels of action. So that's compiled by the scholarship. And then he said Iman is compiled by the scholars of Aqida, and then he said that Ihsan is compiled by the scholars of Tasawwuf. So what is that to be the
first of all, are the act of worship compiled by the ulama of fiqh or by or yani brought to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The aqidah compiled by the scholars of aqidah, the iman compiled by the scholars of aqidah, and they are the one who just wrote about it, or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who told us? So how come you say that they just want to justify what they do is right, which is they don't worship, they don't have a problem with the false aqidah because they are Abu Ihsan. And we said that Ihsan means to perform the pillars of Islam in a good way, in a perfect way, and to perform the pillars of Iman in a good way. That is Ihsan. Ihsan in Arabic means to do things good. That is Ihsan. That is in Arabic, basically, that is Ihsan. That is Ihsan. Now, Ihsan does not have anything to do other than this. And what are the acts of Ihsan that they do? So, what are these? They say Zikrullah. Zikrullah. Tayyib, okay. Is Zikrullah only special to the Sufi? Yani, the original Muslim should not make Zikrullah? Allah Ta'ala says, Zikruni Azkurkum. Zakirin Allah Kadim and Zakirah. Zikrullah is one of is one great worship that every Muslim needs to practice. But you are doing it Abu Ihsan, Abu Goodness, when you do it as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you're doing it with other ways, then you are not doing Ihsan in it. You are not perfect. You're not even accepted. Because no one will be accepted except those who come through the way of Rasulullah. If you do anything that he did not do, did not know, that means that you are saying that I'm better than him. Which is true. Go ahead. Okay.
Okay,
No, it is not. We said that the ruqya cannot be with any ununderstandable speech. It must be well understood by everyone there. And it must be in a voice that people hear. I cannot just come and recite Quran. Yani I take the head of Husseini and say, neither Husseini nor you nor nobody can hear what I say. No, how come you know that it is Quran or it is yani shirk or yani calling jinn? It must be yani uttered and people hear it. Naam? And it must be in a language that everyone there understands. To avoid any kind of, you know, otherwise we are giving a chance for everyone who wants to practice sihr to come and practice. Naam? And the other thing, he's reciting and he puts his hand somewhere and he puts a dot. What does that mean? What does that mean? Magic. Taking home. Are the jinn so small like that, it takes them and put them in the tissue? What if they fly from the tissue and they go to the clothes of someone? That's not correct at all. And when the jinn takes shahada, yeah, impossible. Yeah, it is witnessed that certain times the jinn took shahada. But it is not sacred between him and them. And this does not benefit us. Yani, some of those Raqi, they compiled books and they said that one day he was doing Raqi to someone and the jinn spoke and he said that he's Christian from the church of so and so and he was sent by so and so to possess this body and this and that, and then he accepted to come out of the body, but he said that his people going to kill him. So the sheikh made him to take shahada, convinced him to take shahada, and then the sheikh called other jinn. Hebro, come. He's calling himself sheikh now. You go and help your brother because there's people going to kill him. This is all kidding. This is unseen. Today we have a problem with people saying that they are Muslims by tongue and they are cheating us. We cannot assure if they are honest when they say that they are Muslims or not. Now, the hypocrites at the time of Rasulullah, only Rasulullah through the wahi knew that they are hypocrites. The rest of the Sahaba did not know that this particular person is, unless he shows some acts of hypocrisy. Now, so I mean to say, how come we trust that this jinn is now accepting Islam? Maybe he's playing with us. Maybe he's cheating us. Hussein. If you witness Ruqya, why do you need to witness Ruqya? You're supposed to just sit and watch, nothing to do. No, nothing. There is nothing that you can do so you protect yourself. As some people say, you should not be in the place where rock is practiced because the jinn might come out and get into you. So the jinn is coming out like when you chase a cat. Huh? You chase a cat and the cat just run here and there and might hit you. This is no kidding. Now,
In my pocket, if I understand correctly, when from the elder you come to, when you make dua for you, you know, they Allah is going to long life, so it has better. They say in name of Allah, and then they also add with the blessing of the Prophet.
That's bid'ah. Yeah,
bid'ah. It wouldn't fall in the category of
that is not shirk, it is bid'ah. But it depends on what is in their hearts. If they believe that this is the only way it can be done, conducted or done, or
given, then this is shirk, because they believe that Rasulullah is the one who gave. But if they just say, as they say in Arabic, بِجَاهِ النَّبِي, Ya Allah, we ask you by the honor of Rasulullah to give him some. We say this is bid'ah. This is bid'ah. Naam? But when they ask Rasulullah, then this is shirk. But they can ask Allah by the love that they have for Rasulullah. You can say, Ya Allah, إني أسألك بحبي نبيك أن تقضي لي حاجتي. You can say, Oh Allah, I ask you by my love of your Prophet and Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give me this thing. This is no problem because this is one worship. As when you say, Oh Allah, by my belief of you as the only true God, I ask you to give me this. This is no problem. No? Because you are asking Allah Ta'ala by a deed that you are doing. But if you are not honest, then it's not going to work.
So if not someone,
the Holy Spirit can advise him. Advise him. Just say, just please make it, Ya Allah, or like that. Naam. One correction. When the person is wanting to ask, he should not proceed it with the salam, because the salam is when the person enters the place. Naam. This is commonly used, and even with the Arabs. They say, excuse me, salamu alaykum. No, we say no. Salamu alaykum should only be said when the person is entering the place. From that.
See, apart of looking at you, I need some practice that you do, like Ashab, like what, Sadiq, and I don't know, I'll call that, and you mix it with the middle. And you can put it in the house here, and you can put that man who has that gin put it inside the water and take him out, so gin he cannot resist of this.
Yeah, some of this come from experience, no problem with it. But when it goes to, for example, and experience has boundaries and limits, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yani, like using the siddur. It was said by some of the Salaf, and it helps in terms of the sihr separation between man, husband and wife, or sihr, or which they call it sihr al alhamdulillah, to make the husband does not want his wife, and they don't want to divorce, but he just treats her like his sister. So this type of sihr, Wahb ibn Munabbih, one of the Salaf, said that if you bring 7 leaves of siddur, fresh leaves, and you grind them between 2 stones, and then you put them in a bucket of water, and recite Ayatul Kursi, and then spit, and then drink a little bit of it, and take shower with the rest, this will help. Now, like this, no problem, because this, is found in the experience of ruqya. But better than it, just stick to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guide you, and that's it. Alhamdulillah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, eating 7 dates in the early morning on an empty stomach will protect you from sihr. Eating habat al-sawda, the black seed, protect from sihr. And saying the adhkar, like ayat al-kursi, last 2 ayat of surah al-baqarah, qul huwallahu ahad, every morning, every evening, when you go to bed, like that, this is a protection from the sihr and jinn. And the like. لا بأس حامل أو غير حامل. لا ما في مشكلة. نعم.
What do you mean by, you mean you awake, you woke up and did not eat nothing? Even nothing. First thing you take in the morning, 7 dates. As breakfast? For breakfast? Yeah, for breakfast, as first thing you eat. And after that, if you want to have any food, no problem. Okay. There was a hadith named Ajwa of Medina. And other hadith named Ajwa of Aliyah in Medina, a place called Aliyah. Right? This is more specific. But there's hadith says 7 dates of Medina dates. Any type of dates that is grown in Medina. Not brought from Medina. And people think that it is only because the market of dates in Medina is very big. So they bring dates from Qasim, from Bisha, from the dates that are grown in Medina. And there is a hadith that Sheikh Ibn Baz authenticated. I think it is authentic, not only Sheikh Ibn Baz, more than what I hear from Sheikh Ibn Baz saying that the hadith say 7 dates, general. So it's any 7 dates.
And the
anytime. He did not say in the morning, anytime. But one good thing about the one good information about the black seeds, it's not to grind them, it's not to, but it's to swallow them. And even don't chew them, just swallow them. They say when the black seed is broken, there are gases that helps. And the benefit of it is, so when you grind it or chew it, it goes out. But when you swallow it, it opens inside and it helps you. No. For this, but it may help for different things, you know. Yeah, but for this purpose, and it's to be taken and swallowed as it. It helps for everything. Because the Prophet says it protects from everything except death.
Is it something to walk on the graves?
Walk on graves? No, it is not permissible. Not permissible. Walk between graves is permissible, but not with slippers. But when we say graves, graves of Muslims. They have no respect in their life.
But there are some graves in the churches in the conveyors.
Long term ago, what do you mean by long term? How long? But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Umm Habiba, one of the mothers of believers, when she came from Abyssinia, she saw there, because they were Christians then, you know, she saw the churches and the graves, and the churches were built. He saw Sharon said to her, those are people whom Allah cursed. Whenever any pious person dies, a Muslim, they bury him and they build a church over him. Unfortunately, Muslims are doing that today. You're from India? Oh, no, you're from Bangladesh.
There are, yeah, I know
there. Yeah, there are.
many, many massages built on bread.
Not massages, they built like a...
No, but there are many massages built on grass.
Oh, in India, so many.
In India, so many. And in Bangladesh, and in Pakistan, in Egypt, and it's either the masjid built over the grave, or the body is buried inside the masjid. Yeah, that's all haram.
If you say haram, then
they
will say straight away,
yeah, you are Wahhabi. Good if it is only to say, they might kill you. Only rak'atain.
Ah, no.
Yeah,
right.
You ask Allah for him, to wish to mercy on him. Of course, this is great worship. This is worship. Of course. Of course, you don't seek any dua for non-Muslims, even if it's your fast. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa was returning from Medina to Mecca, and he passed by a place called Al-Abwa, where his mother was buried. His mother died on Kufr, on the belief of Quraysh. So he said, I asked my Lord, I ask Allah to permit me visiting her grave. Allah permitted me. And then I asked him to seek forgiveness for her. Allah prevented that from me. I said, no. You can't speak because she died in Kufr. Last question from Hussein.
So is it permissible for to ask Allah to Allah
for the suffering that takes Who's alive? Yes, it is a great worship. Whosoever he is, Christian, Jew, Hindu, if he is alive, you ask Allah, and by his name, oh Allah, make Krishna to accept Islam, if Krishna is alive. That's good, that's good. So it is not yours last, you gotta take his last. It is allowed. Women to visit the graves, it is allowed because Rasulullah said, there are two hadith. One says, La'an Allahu za'irat al-qubur, which is weak. The narration of it is weak. The other, which is authentic, La'an Allah zawwarat al-qubur. In Arabic, the word zawwarat means those who visit regularly and commonly. So if the woman visit the grave, يعني, in certain cases, not regularly, but every other time, this is permissible. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah, what should I say when I visit the graves? If it is not permissible, he would have told her, you say nothing because you are not allowed to visit the grave. But he told her what to say. He insists to make his last. So I'm okay. Now definitely, Hussein is last. It's a competition. It's going to bring a question for every one. No, the woman, not men.
So we're allowed to go.
You are recommended to go more often. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.